If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, this is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the take from the crew at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. And by the way, I don't say this often enough, but I should. They've been recognized as having pretty much the most unique and also best research on Wall Street by folks like Harvard Business Review. So it's a method that is different, that also works. And if you want to learn more about it, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is president at New Constructs. David, it's always great to have you on Money Life.
It's my pleasure to be here, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The utility sector.
Danger, danger.
The utility sector. So is this every utility ETF? Is this a specific ETF or is this stock specific? And why is the utility sector in trouble?
Well, Chuck, it's all of those things. You know, we don't talk about this very often, but we do sector ratings at New Constructs as well. Because we cover so many companies, we can generally put together models that are representative of every sector, of the entire market. You know, clearly the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, the S&P 1500, and then in every sector, right? Because we've got those individualized models on all those companies. So we put together our quarterly review for first quarter 2025 of the sectors. We do this every quarter. And we rank sectors. We also rank the ETFs and mutual funds. Not surprisingly, you know, the sectors that rank the worst or best, they also have the worst and best ETFs and mutual funds, right? The sectors that have the most bad stocks tend to have the worst ETFs and mutual funds. So we've got all of those. So it's a sector rating, and then it's ETFs and mutual funds. And so we're going to give our clients the ability to drill down to see the individual stocks that get the bad ratings, but then to also aggregate those up into a sector rating as well as ETF and mutual fund rating. So all of the above with respect to utilities.
So how dangerous is the sector on the basis of like what percentage of the stocks are dangerous or highly dangerous? And then how dangerous is it from the standpoint of valuations being off kilter and how far off are they?
Yeah. So when we look at the utility sector, we can do a very specific breakdown for you on exactly what you asked there. So we've actually got a chart that it's a pie chart. So the percentage of the sector that gets our worst rating, 31%, very unattractive rating, 31% of the market value, right? So not necessarily by the number of stocks because, you know, size matters too. Now, if we looked at the number of stocks, 30% of the stocks get a very unattractive rating. And then 62% of the stocks get unattractive. 64% of the market cap is unattractive. Around the same amount are neutral, 6% based on market cap, 6% based on number of stocks. And there are no attractive or very attractive utilities stocks when you look at a percent of market cap, or it's de minimis. When you look at the number of utility stocks that gets an attractive rating or better, there's just one.
We got to know who the one is.
The one is Otter Tail Corp.
So one winner in a band of losers, if you will. How often does any sector basically have a complete wipeout, like no attractive stocks?
Not very often, but it does happen. You know, and these ratings switch around all the time. In fact, we were just doing a big training this week, and part of that was a special offer where we give out the top stocks in our top three sectors. And we had to change the stocks a few times because, you know, we started talking about it a few weeks ahead of time, like these are the top three sectors, but the sectors were changing. You know, the financial sector has been moving around a lot recently because the price is moving up so much. In fact, when we came into the new year, financials were, I think, number one or two. Now it's ranked fourth. Energy was number one just a few days ago. Now it's number two. You know, consumer non-cyclicals is now number one. These move around. You know, real estate used to be the worst rated. Industrials used to be attractive or neutral, but now it's unattractive. Technology remains neutral. You know, the thing that's holding technology up is just the profits, like the super profit. They're like super profitable. The valuation is still really pretty extended or overpriced. But the other thing you'll see, you know, with the utility sector is when we're looking, we're breaking down at the ETF and mutual fund level. There are no what we would call good, attractive or better ETFs or mutual funds in the utility sector?
Well, it would be impossible. Intuitively, it would be impossible to have an attractive mutual fund that is focused on the utility sector if there is one attractive utility stock. I mean, I don't know that much about the ratings, but we've been talking for a long time. I couldn't imagine, right? There's no possible way, is there?
No, you're right. Especially when its market cap is small. It's like a $3.3 billion market cap. So yeah, I mean, the only way it would feasibly or be mathematically possible is if the market cap of that one stock were big enough to drive the overall rating for the fund, despite all the other bad stocks, to an attractive level. But that would be hard. It'd be a really, really big one.
Okay, since we don't want to deal in fantasy and we want to deal in reality, the other flashing warning that is here is for anybody who owns a utility stock or owns multiple utility stocks, how should they be looking at this? Because utilities, for a lot of people, it's not really much of a stock play. It's really more of an income play. You know, if you buy a utility because it's got a 6% yield and you really never add to it, you know, you put in 10 grand or whatever, and you're going, I want a 6% yield on that money, and the dividend doesn't go down, you're not feeling that bad, whatever's happening, because although the current yield is changing, you're basically looking at it like, nope, still getting 6% on the 10 grand that I put there, and I'm not dealing with it. So how should somebody as a utility investor look at this? Because I would imagine it is very different if you're saying, I own utilities as an income play, I'm not really looking to add to it, I'll just let it sit, versus somebody who is, I'm actively moving into or out of stocks.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Chuck. And we actually spent a lot of time in the last couple of weeks talking about our cost of capital assumptions for utilities and how we may want to customize that, adjust it, just because the utilities are such a unique sector for investing, because it usually is not about capital appreciation. It's dividends only. And then the businesses are unique because they're regulatorily protected from bankruptcy, right? I mean, that's the quid pro quo. If you're regulated, well, then you can't go bankrupt. You also can't price gouge, so you can never make really good profit margins. Your returns on capital in the utility industry are never going to be very high. It's never going to be like the tech sector, but then you're never going to go bankrupt. And so there's inherently a lower level of risk, credit risk, in a utility stock or utility company. And I think what that also means, though, is that when you're talking about equities, you've got a lower level of potential reward because you're capped in terms of pricing and margins. And so utilities compared to other stocks are not going to look as good at our system because they just don't have that upside potential. Their debt ratings, their credit ratings might look a little stronger because you've got lower risk for going bankrupt, for sure. You know, what I would say to these utility investors is absolutely, you know, no change your strategy, but you're probably better off focusing on the better rated utilities, because if you're getting 6% a year and the stock goes down 20, that 6% doesn't help you out a lot, you know, overall in terms of wealth. If you're happy with that level of income and the dollar amount is great and you don't care about the underlying stock, then for sure, you don't care about ratings in general. If you do care about ratings, if you do care about capital appreciation, try to stay out of the very unattractive ones. Focus more on neutral and get into the attractive ones when and if you can, when they emerge.
And to that end, let's help people with one last little bit. We're talking the danger zone, but what's the sector that's at the other end of the spectrum where if there's a huge concentration of ugliness in utilities, what's the sector that you're looking at going, and here's where all the good-looking stocks are?
Yeah, our top-rated sector currently is consumer non-cyclicals.
So if we were flipping this around and doing the attractive zone, consumer non-cyclicals would be in the attractive zone. But the danger zone, it's utility stocks. David Trainer, great stuff. Thanks as always for joining me on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Always good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. You can find out what they do and learn about the most attractive and most dangerous stocks and the most attractive and dangerous sectors by going to newconstructs.com. And we are heading for home on this edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. John Wolfenbarger from bullandbearprofits.com will be here when Money Life returns in just a moment.